Signs of the times. What's missing when you look around? As children of the kudzu, we used to make up our own games, spending hours entertaining ourselves, laughing, jostling, snarling, giggling, just plain having fun at no one's expense. On a good day, when I connect with someone else who is ready to take laughter seriously, I still make my own fun. For instance, I look at signs along the way to someplace else. Better still, I look for what's missing on signs along the way, trying to guess what the real message is. Here's one sign. Family lar. This one took a minute. What is a family lar? I see. It's a family dollar store sign that's missing letters. What else? Empu house. I'm afraid to guess because it seems a bit medical rehabby. But, I get it. It's campus house. Some kind of religious facility with alphabetus interruptus syndrome. Here's another. Anna's linen. After a while I figure out it's Anna's linens with besmirched letter. There used to be a store chain called Dollar Tree, which I always read wrong. That's because the sign was set up this way. $1 tree. In the grand tradition of free enterprise, it always popped into my head as idolatry. One looks like idolatry. Or the worship of merchandise that stores like that carry. And here's one that still throws me, usually printed on the side of juice containers. Concentrate. Which causes me to sit and stare until I finally find the rest of the statement. Made from concentrate. And so it goes. You can make up your own games. Send me the signs of the times that you spot along the way.